Welcome back to the second part of the Townships at 12 for today. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and in this part of the show, I will be talking with Isaac Shane. Isaac is a radio host here at CJMQ, and he is actually based in San Diego, California. And today we will talk about the fires in California with Isaac. But first, we will hear the song called Bad Dreams, and it's by Teddy Swims. We will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned. You're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM here in the Eastern Townships. And today I'm very happy to welcome Isaac Shane to the Townships at 12. Isaac is with us here on the station. He's part of the Hit Oldies group. He's on Sunday from 1 to 4. And he also has a hit show on Thursday from 7 to 8. And it's repeated on Friday from 8 to 9. So welcome, Isaac. And I just wanted to let everybody know, Isaac is also a cancer survivor from the head and neck cancer. And he was just saying that his last treatment was in 2021. So that's 3 years and counting. So congratulations, Isaac.
Thank you, Maureen. I'm very appreciative. And I take every day, day by day, and I feel blessed for every day that I have.
Mm-hmm. And you should. That's great. Now, today we're going to be talking about the fires in California. You are located in San Diego, California, and most of the fires, I guess, are happening in Los Angeles. That's about 120 miles away from you.
That's pretty accurate. We're about 2 hours away from the fires in LA, although today we have a red flag warning here in San Diego, and it is extremely windy. The fire conditions are ripe right now. It's a perfect storm. However, we've dodged the bullet, and so far, no fires in the immediate area. But yes, up in L.A., in Pacific Palisades, And in Altadena, now there's a new fire that just spread in Ventura County, which is only about 50 miles north of the Palisades. So there are some sporadic fires, but the big fires seem to be contained.
Okay, that's good to know. Okay, how has it affected your daily life? Do you have a lot of air pollution there, even though it's about 120 miles away?
The skies are a little bit gray. It almost feels like it's smoggy. But yes, the smoke has shifted down to San Diego. We have masks, although at this point, there's been no alert. The air quality is still relatively safe. But for those whose health has been compromised, they are recommended to wear masks. Primarily outside, they should be fine inside. I have not been wearing a mask. Knock on wood, I feel really well.
Okay. Are you worried that the fires will come more your way? Is that a constant worry when you go to bed at night?
We're always on the watch. Alarm system is on. We have been through fires in 2008. 115 homes were lost. I believe, if I recount, over 50 people died in the fires. We had to evacuate. We did for 3 days, and literally at a moment's notice. We try and be prepared and make sure we have our medication, our documents, our photos, the things that are most important to the family, readily available. Because if we were told that we needed to evacuate, we don't have the luxury of, you have 2 hours or in the next 24 hours. It's immediate, and you need to be prepared to evacuate when the authorities tell you so.
Okay, that's actually a good idea for anybody anywhere to have an emergency kit ready, everything in order in case they do have to evacuate.
The authorities always tell you, make sure you have your plan in order. And if you do need to evacuate, you're ready to go immediately. I will share one story. An Olympic athlete whose name escapes me had won 10 medals over his career in the Olympics. And he was in the Palisades fire, and he had to make an immediate choice. He didn't have the luxury of going back in to see what he could bring because the embers, the flames were engulfing his house, and he had to leave without his medals, and they were all lost in the fire. Human life, in the interviews that I've seen, people who've lost everything, the most important thing is they still had their families, their children. That's all that counted. Unfortunately, 24 people perished in the fires thus far. They're mostly elderly, who just felt that they could wait it out in their home, and they just would not leave it.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you have to evacuate, do you always have an idea of where to go, an emergency place?
That's a good question. I go back to when we, as a family, had to evacuate. We were given instructions to evacuate at the stadium, which was it's a large facility that holds 60,000 people, and that was being used as a base, and tents were set up, beds were set up for people who were displaced. We had some friends who was living downtown, and that area was spared, and she invited us to stay with her. So we packed up our car, my son, our two dogs, and Carol, my computer, and the documents that I felt were important. And we drove downtown and stayed with her for a couple of days. And then we received notification that we were allowed back into our neighborhood, and then we came home.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you know anybody personally in the LA district?
I have some friends there, but they were spared. Some of them live in the outlying areas that were not touched by the fire.
Living in California, you have to get used to the fear of earthquakes, and now I guess wildfires too. That's all part of the core, I guess, to live in California.
It is. It's a common thing. At one point, the fire season was typically in September, October. Those were the hottest months of the year, the driest months of the year. But now, with everything that's going on, believe in climate change, we're dealing with fire season that now is 12 months a year, ongoing. We have to be vigilant.
You were telling me how much rain you got in the last how many months?
I believe the when they measure the rain, they actually measure from July to July as opposed to January calendar year.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding, it was less than a half an inch of rain in 9 months. So we are in a serious drought, where the previous year, you read about the floods in Southern California. So this climate change has really affected the weather. But because it's so dry, because a lot of these homes are up in the hills, where there's a lot of vegetation, there's a lot of shrubbery, and these trees, these forests need to be trimmed because there's a lot of dead wood, dead shrubs, and it's so dry, it's like a tinderbox. So if a spark starts up, it could literally create an immediate fire, and then with 100-mile-an-hour winds, that's really what precipitated the fires in Los Angeles, in the two counties, the two major fires, Altadena and Pacific Palisades.
Mm-hmm. So it's safe to say that the fires are definitely changing the landscape and the ecosystem in California. Let's talk about Quebec. How is Quebec has sent some fire scoopers?
I don't know the exact title, but they're called the super scoopers, and they can actually. They were showing videos where they would fly out over the Pacific, and they could actually grab the water from the ocean, and then they can drop it over the fire areas up to 1,500 gallons a shot, which is huge. They are a key force in helping put these fires out. One of the planes, it was damaged by a drone, and it has now been repaired. And it's back in operation. But that cost the county 2 days of no use because the plane couldn't fly. So it's a big story now. The FBI is trying to find, along with other authorities, they're looking for the individuals who flew this particular drone. And the drone basically ended up hitting the super scooper and created a 6-inch hole and really damaged the plane. Not to mention it could have resulted in loss of life. So this is a very, very serious offense, and it's now become a huge story.
Any other thoughts on the fires? Anything we should be aware of?
I would say we are really appreciative of all the first responders, the firefighters who came to Los Angeles from neighboring states, Arizona, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington, and also from Canada and Mexico. And right now, there's 15,000 first responders on the ground. And they're manned in all the potential fire areas to help mitigate the fires. And they're trying to build perimeters around them so the fires can be contained. But it is very windy. The winds have kicked up, and we're just hoping that it doesn't get worse.
Where could the listeners go to find out more about helping those affected by the fires? Do you know of any websites?
Yeah, there's a few locations that I researched for you, and this was vetted by a major news network, NBC News, the Pasadena Humane Society. There's really huge issues with displaced animals, horses, goats, and people are coming together to try and reunite these displaced animals with their owners, not to mention that some of them have been burnt and injured in the fire. There's the American Red Cross of Greater Los Angeles and the World Central Kitchen, which I believe is fairly well known. It's been featured on several networks. And so those are three places that people can donate to. They can also look at websites that they're familiar with. Some of the news outlets are posting links to areas and organizations that people can donate and provide help to. Being in the insurance business, when I'm not on the radio, although it's in the life insurance arena, there's an issue here with fire insurance, and I am insured with State Farm. Fortunately, my zip code has allowed me to insure my house and continue to do so. But I am told that 70% of homeowners do not have fire insurance. State Farm is one of the huge insurers that have pulled out of California. So now there's a big controversy on what these insurers can and can't do. They are in business, fortunately, for profit, and if they're losing money, so that has become an issue. And the people who lost their homes, they're dealing with filing various claims, finding places where their children can go to school, because many schools have actually been burnt down, and it's really a tough road ahead. They say that it's going to be 3 to 5 years before these communities can actually be rebuilt. Some may choose not to rebuild and move elsewhere. There's a lot of issues also going on with the political climate. My experience, I love San Diego, and I've been here over 40 years. It is my second home, next to Canada and Quebec and Sherbrooke, Montreal. The landscape has really changed over the last several years, and it's not what it was 30, 40 years ago.
Okay, anything else?
I do have some names of some celebrities who have lost their homes, you know, if the listeners are interested. One of them is Mel Gibson. Paris Hilton lost her home in Malibu. Milo Ventimiglia, who was interviewed, he lost his home in the Palisades, and he was on a show called This Is Us, a very well-loved performer, entertainer, a celebrity, actor, and sadly he lost his home. Billy Crystal, he and his wife raised their children and grandchildren in the same home for 40 years, and their home was destroyed. Jeff Bridges, Ricky Lake, Melissa Rivers, the daughter of Joan Rivers, Julia Louise Dreyfus, Anthony Hopkins, Eugene Levy, James Woods, John Goodman, we all know John Goodman, and Adam Brody and his partner. So it's really affected everybody, not just the celebrities. And regardless their wealth, many of the actors built up a sizable net worth. But the most important thing to remember is they're all people. They're there as citizens, as homeowners, who have kids who are trying to figure out where to send their kids to school, some who are helping their parents. So it's really across several generations. It's affecting everybody. The community is like a family, and I'm referring more to Pacific Palisades than I'm, I guess, more familiar with. And people are there supporting each other to extinguish the fires. Even though some had lost their homes, they were trying to help their neighbors, and they were checking on their neighbors to make sure that they got out. And as you know, a lot of people who were trying to leave their neighborhoods could not, just because of the traffic. It was complete gridlock, and they had to abandon their cars. Apocalyptic. Yeah, it was unbelievable. You think you were watching a movie, a science fiction movie, and yet it was real. It was very much, people said it was a lot like a war zone. Mm-hmm. So hopefully things will get back to some sense of normalcy eventually. You know, I wish the people, the Angelenos, the people up north, all the best, and I hope they're doing okay.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Isaac, for filling us in on the fires in California. Isaac Shane, one of our radio hosts here on CJMQ, he lives in San Diego, talking about the fires more in the Los Angeles area. So thanks very much. You certainly opened our eyes. And yes, it is like a science fiction movie. Very scary, but it's real life. Thanks very much, Isaac.
It is real life. This is part of what we live with, fires and earthquakes. So, you know, you're trading the weather. You have beautiful weather here. Sometimes I'm thinking, you know, it's not so bad to be in 20 degree weather and shoveling snow compared to, you know, being in the middle of a fire or an earthquake. And I've been through both.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, and stay safe and all the best, and keep us posted. Thanks again, Isaac.
I will. Okay. I will. Thank you for having me.
Echoes of you, they don't reach over here. The further I get, they all disappear. There's distance between who I was and them now. No walking in circles or turning around. Now it feels like in a clear mind. I don't carry the weight, won't go back to their place for the first time. Walking to the edge of the earth and I still live in thought of you. Walked away from all of the hurt that I kept running to. Needed something new, a stranger in the window seat. The humming words on the crowded street. Walking to the edge of the earth and I still live in thought of you. Sound of the bells in this old city street are as broken as promises we tried to keep. Keep waiting and waiting for my heart to stop. It kept beating so long I forgot. Now it feels like in a clear mind. I don't carry the weight, won't go back to that place for the first time. And I still live in thought of you. Walked away from all of the hurt that I kept running to. Needed something new, no stranger in the window seat. The humming words on the crowded street. Walking to the edge of the earth and I still live in thought of you. But I still live in thought of you. Now the stranger in the window seat, the humming words on the crowded street. Walking to the edge of the earth and I still haven't thought of you. Walking to the edge of the earth, but I still haven't thought of you.
And that was Canadian artist Hassanabi, and the song is called Edge of the Earth. And next up, it's time for our health news here on the Townships at 12. And today we'll be talking about carbon monoxide alarms. The lifespan is from 5 to 10 years. Why say goodbye? Its detection powers may have diminished, so it's risky to continue to use it after hearing its end-of-life chirp. Note the manufacture date on the CO alarm and replace it after 10 years, even if you have not heard a chirp. If you hold on to it too long, it may not recognize an elevated level of CO in your home, which could be fatal. Recycle it or toss it.
You wanna say goodbye? I'm not crying rivers. If you wanna cut ties, I'll get the scissors, baby. I don't mind. I'm not even bitter. If you wanna cut baby. You should know about me. When it comes to love, I'm pretty cautionary. Hurt your feelings involuntary. When I say I'll see you, I mean in February. So kiss me while you can, and babe, when you're ready, I'll be there with hands so steady. You wanna say goodbye? I'm not crying rivers. If you wanna cut ties, I'll get the scissors, baby. Say that I'm cutting you, cutting you off, cutting you off.
covers, I'm not repetitious. I know I look it, but I'm not that precious. You don't have to stay the second we get finished, so
kiss me while you can.
And babe, when you're ready, I'll be there with hands so steady. You wanna say goodbye on the crying rivers. If you wanna cut ties, I'll get the scissors. Baby, I don't mind, I'm not even bitter. If you wanna cut ties, I'll get the scissors. Baby, cutting you out.
Feels so good, really good, really good. When I say that I'm cutting you out. Feels so good, really good, really good. Baby, I love it.
And that song was Scissors, and it's by Julia Michael and Maren Morris. And I'd like to thank my guest in the second part of today's show, Isaac Shane, radio host on CJMQ, and he is based in California. We will close today's show a little differently. Instead of a song, we will hear a very short interview done by Gordon Smith, who manages our bingo, with a young and very ambitious lady in the township, Simi Carr. Thanks for listening, everyone, and please send me an email at cjmqnews@gmail.com if you have an idea for an interview or if you just want to leave a comment.
Hello, I am here today to interview Simi Carr, who owns the Super Relais Depanar at the Petro-Canada gas station in Lennoxville. And she also owns the Accommodation Giroux at 1800 Belvedere South, which is now an Esso gas station as of January 13th, 2025. All right, Simi, if you'd like to introduce yourself, where you come from, when you arrived in Canada, and what was your first business opportunity when you arrived?
Hi, everyone. My name is Simi. I was born in India. Then I moved to the United States at a very young age where I did my studies. And then I moved to Canada in 2020. I purchased my first business in 2021, which was the Petro-Canada in Sherbrooke.
After seeing the success of the Petro-Canada Depanar, what was your next purchase or your next business venture?
My next business venture was in 2024 when I acquired Depanar Giro. But now in 2025, we have added an Esso gas station.
Well, Simi, it seems like you're a very successful businesswoman. Do you have any future plans coming along?
By the way, it just so happened we purchased Depanar Gamma in Rock Forest region.
Well, Simi, it seems like you're on your way to be the queen of the Depanars in the region here, as I know that you do sell bingo cards, so please give us an update on that.
Yes, we sell radio bingo cards on all three locations. And I play radio bingo as often as I can with my family and friends, and we all hope to win money one day.
Well, Simi, it was nice to talk to you today, and I hope that all your dreams will come true in the business world, and also I hope that you get to win the radio bingo money one day too. So thanks for being here with us.
Thank you for the interview. I hope you come and visit me at one of our three locations.